we're going to be speaking at Nexus in Australia in the beginning of October, and also at the Crash Retrieval Conference, covering just that sort of a question.
I know it's a broad question. I figure that way.
But I have to say, I mean, what we are getting is very similar to what you've actually been talking about for the last 5-10 minutes. We are getting lots of cross-correlation, various whistleblowers in Black Ops, and also, you know, what you might term intuitives, and people coming forward from actual on-the-scene places reporting about what's going on with the economy. Certainly we've been in contact with Ben Fulford, and, you know, that there was some kind of effort with the Japanese to bail out the U.S. economy. Apparently that's being rejected.
Yeah, the Japanese were going to buy out a large chunk of some of these banks, the Lehman and other ones.
Right, and we do understand the whole, it's like a paper tiger. It's just crashing down.
Well, yeah, it's all by design, though.
Right, we understand that this is the Illuminati agenda, and we also understand that behind the Illuminati you've got, you know, a certain faction of the Anunnaki. I mean, so it goes way, way back.
Yeah. One of the analogies, Bill, that I use when I'm talking to people is the metaphor that you described in your Granada Forum lecture, that it's like they've just piled up all the ingredients for a fire with the little tinder and the kindling and the big logs and the large logs, and all it needs is a match. And now I think they're just about to strike the match.
Oh, yeah, they are. In fact, it won't take very much. It could be economic collapse, and they could declare martial law.
Yeah,
we got around 8 billion on their apprehend list, and of those, 780,000 are actually for execution.
We suspect that there may be several events coming up in quick succession in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, that could happen. Several things are going to be intervening here. People need to realize that we're not dealing with... And this is something that's really shocking for a lot of people that think the New World Order is run by a bunch of rich, inbred white guys from Europe. We're dealing with transdimensional entities and beings from other worlds that even transcend the idea of the Anunnaki. They have to understand that there is a galactic order and a cosmic order to things that is higher order beings that have been watching our world, and certainly very aghast with the battlefield that's been going on the psychic level, the physical level, the informational level, etc. It's been on every possible level you can imagine. And we're caught in the clutches, literally, of being on the battle line of a great galactic and cosmic war.
Literally, yeah,
Star Wars.
We would agree with that.
That Star War has been going on for ages, with previous collapses of our civilization caused by these same creatures. What's happening now, though, is that the human beings are either at the point where we're almost ready to be, quote, birthed, or be annihilated. And the decision is going to require a sea change in the attitude of people, not technology to get us through this, but an attitude change in terms of the core connectedness of people to their higher order self, if you want to call it understanding the nature of what they are as a being and the nature of the universe.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Religions, which I call real lies going on, because the problem is religions are a substitute for knowledge and wisdom of what's really the nature of themselves and the nature of their universe.
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't argue with any of that. Basically, we understand the underlying spiritual basis for what's going on. And I have to say that we're also very concerned over the energy that is put out there to make something either happen or not happen.
Well, yeah, exactly. In fact, the negative energy, and this is one of the things I've been concerned of lately, I talked to Jeff Rentz about this just over the weekend, is that a number of the, quote, patriots are putting out such a negative message, they're actually creating, if you want to call it, almost an environment that'll manifest this into reality.
Exactly. Well, I mean,
they're creating what I call the Kool-Aid or fear that could manifest a lot of destruction.
Well, I mean, we also, we are concerned on this level as well. I mean, one thing that we do to change that paradigm is at the end of every interview or anything we do, we always stress that we are co-creators. And that we need to wake up and get connected with each other such that we can actually change what's going to happen and mitigate what's going to happen. Because to be honest with you, although I see you're one of the people that talks on the most negative level, now I realize that you may not intend it that way.
But I really don't even unveil the totality of what I know, but I try to always deal with issues where I can provide solutions to whether it's avian flu, like we're working on actual things like the aeroclave program to stop the avian flu coming in aircraft. we're actually working with Homeland Security and Dr. Gordon Peterson and others, and we try to bring in people to talk about some of the things, because, to be honest with you, I only discuss about 10% of the stuff I really know that could be very, very negative. The problem I see is a lot of people kind of play down the desperateness of the situation. I think you need to do both. You need to show how bad it is, but also show that you have a lot of power, not only personally but corporately, once you activate and kind of unveil other people's knowledge of this, to kind of steer us away from the iceberg of disaster.
Well, so that's what we're banking on, and that's why we started our new website, which you may be familiar with, which is projectavalon.net, where we have a forum there that's absolutely taken off like wildfire. It's all about finding safe places, networking, and building communities for what's coming in the future.
Well, what they're doing right now, luckily with the avenues and things that have been given, we just had a major release of information about the OxyContin scam with the Israeli Mossad, the Dixie Mob, and Purdue Pharma that built a plant in Israel to distribute billions of dollars of illegal OxyContin. So 99% of it is coming in with the Israeli Mossad and the Dixie Mob, with Dr. Richard Charles Norton.
You know, Richard Norton is a big follower of our site, and
we're in touch
with him.
Yeah, and what he's done there, and he's been on the show, he'll be on again this week. I managed to get him on Jeff Rentz. He's been on Don Nikoloff. I told him to get on as many shows as possible and try to promote, because this is what I call a fulcrum issue, because the illegal black op money is funding most of the building of these underground cities and off-world space platforms, etc.
Right.
And they're building on an average of two of these giant underground cities every year now in America, plus they're building cities and facilities all over the world. So they're getting ready not just for staged World War III or an alien invasion. They're getting ready for something that's cosmic and galactic. And the people that do this think they're doing the right thing because they're going to, quote, preserve civilization. So you have to get into the mind of the twisted people at the top to think that, well, 90% of the people will die, but civilization will survive. That's what their mentality is. They're being what I call a triage mentality in terms of the civilization.
They also have an agenda, though, that has to do with clearing the Earth out for their own use.
Oh, of course. They have multiple agendas, but they all do what is right in their own eyes, which is the basis of Luciferianism.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's really only two perspectives of the universe, connectedness to the creator of the universe or just Luciferianism.
That's right.
Just let your will be done. And everything else is just what we call falseness and religion, which are, as they say, real lies going on.
We're on board with all of that.
Yeah, it's important for people to kind of start getting, how can I say it, willing to remember what they always knew.
That's
a nice way to put it.
That's what the word recognize means, isn't it?
Well, the problem is, you see, as I tell people, if we have the spirit of the Creator God in us, then we are the I Am, and we have to stop pretending that it's an external creator, and we'll also take responsibility for the destruction of our planet. Instead of going to little cutesy little movies like WALL-E and seeing the large corporation turning the Earth into a garbage dump by design, which they're doing very effectively from spraying from these robotic drones and creating pollution and depleted uranium and everything else, we have to start to see beyond the greed of just a bunch of maniacs to people that are in a death cult, to something that transcends human or even any other advanced sentient being that would be in this cosmos or universe that has malevolent intent. And when you start understanding that, you start to see beyond the agenda, and you start to see something that even if you wanted to just be rich and powerful, you wouldn't do what they're doing.
Yeah, right.
It's a death march, in other words.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
And you have to all just decide that you're going to not participate. The biggest problem right now is that it can only happen if we give permission, including the fear. In fact, the fear gives them permission to create the future reality and to steer us toward a disaster.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think that's very, very good information, and I think that's also a good perspective that you've got there. I think that kind of thing will be very important to put on the video for people. So that they begin to know, it's not only information that they need, but they also need to understand how to deal with it. You understand?
Yeah, I feel it's almost the process, having worked and seen many people die, it's like seeing the death of toxic ideas, the death of a toxic fairy tale land that never existed.
Right.
And the death of the civilization that they become used to. which can't continue in its current state because it's going to result in the death of all of us if we continue to allow it to exist.
Yeah, it's kind of like a short death or a long death.
And right. In other words, we have to decide whether we're going to participate in this game any longer that's going to result possibly in the death of all human civilization, or whether we're going to grow up and take responsibility.
Yeah.
That's the core question right there and then. That's it.
I imagine you're getting this from a number of different sources. I don't want to just put it on the 2012 issue as terms of, quote, you know, Nibiru and all this stuff, because the major events that are happening right now actually already started to happen with the magnetic pole shift and the possible reversal of the magnetic flux of the Earth that can result in the collapse of the magnetosphere on or after 2012 that can result in the ozone layer going bye-bye. And a 60-minute drop in the ozone layer to 45 minutes would knock out the benthic layer of the upper oceans and kill most of the grassy plants on Earth and about a third of the trees.
Yep.
So that's already been worked out, that an ozone collapse would occur with a magnetic field collapse.
Well, this is true, although I understand, they do have technology that can mitigate some of this.
Sure they do. In fact, that's what one of the main black op procedures under HARP and weather control was, and using all these systems. In fact, they have multiple layers of it, and a lot of the work they've been doing is to actually control the weather if there's a magnetic field collapse from the magnetic field flux shift of the Earth.
Right, that's the positive side.
There's no problem to be solved on the technical level if we are spiritually on the right track, in other words.
We had insider confirmation from somebody whose name we have never revealed, but who's a very brilliant scientist whose name you would recognize instantly, who told us that he was contracted under a top-secret clearance for the Department of Homeland Security. And he told us that there were three events that would be coming up for us in the next few years, and he apologized for presenting us with bad news. The first one, he said, was a corona mass ejection.
Yeah, in fact, let me explain about this before you proceed so that you'll understand that I'm getting a piece of information that may be concurrent. Corona mass ejections are always tied to major earthquakes. And the reason is it rings the Earth as a bell, and the Earth and its tectonic plates have certain tectonic plate harmonics. So when you hit the right harmonic frequency, in fact, this is how the tectonic weapons work, and I know because I worked with NSA, and they told me, I had a senior agent tell me exactly how their space-based tectonic weapons work by creating what's called Tesla harmonics in the plates, and they reach what's called the slip threshold, basically what's called a piezoelectric slip threshold of the plates. So if there's a coronal mass ejection, there's a direct link, and if you can actually go back through the major earthquakes that occurred over the last century, the biggest ones have all been triggered off by massive solar ejections. Mm. They often occur after a period of incredible solar quietness, and we've had the quietest time in over 100 years with almost no sunspots, and that usually precedes a solar mass ejection.
Also, there's a link up between the sun and the movement of magma under the Earth.
That's right, because a magma is basically an interlocked engine. In other words, it's like the engine of the way the universe works is that the center of the galaxy is a black hole that is equivalent to 2 trillion star masses the size of our sun. And there's a photon jet that comes out of that that actually drives nuclear reactions in all the stars in the galaxy and creates the vortex, the time-space vortex that actually creates the spin of the galaxy. Well, that interlocked magnetic flux lines of the suns interlocks with all the plasma fields underneath all of the planets and stars, so that there's an interlocking there, and there's also an interlocking with our body's cells called the Lamar effect, where the valence electrons are bumped out to the outer orbitals to cause chemical reactions. So if you don't have a magnetic flux field, your chemical reactions turn off and you die. So we're all interlocked. In other words, it's that symbol for the super black hole at the center of each galaxy that creates this vortex field is connected across an umbilicus to a parallel universe. And the symbol for that is the swastika, the oldest symbol found in the temple in Delhi, India, over 5,500 years ago. So they were quite aware of it. That's why they had the Society of the Black Sun in Germany, because they understood that this knowledge was passed down through from the sacred libraries collected in the most recent times by the Romans, but ended up in the Vatican Library.
Yeah. Just to continue, Bill, so this guy referenced the event of 1859 that you'll probably know about as something to help us understand what kind of corona mass...
1859, is that
There was a huge solar storm. At that time, of course, it didn't affect any electronics or anything, but they had auroral displays as far south or as north as the equator.
Right.
And there's a big fireworks display, and everyone just kind of watched it all, but nothing was taken down. And, of course, nowadays it would be a totally different story. And for some reason that we don't understand, this guy who contacted us a couple of years ago said that this thing would be coming up for us in around about 2009. He did not explain how he knew this was coming. The second thing he said was that there was going to be a magnetic pole reversal, his exact words, just to support what you're saying there.
Yeah, that's already happened. We're having a collapse in the North Atlantic and South Atlantic in the areas of the Arctic and the Antarctic. That's already happening now.
And the last thing he said, and this was 2 years ago, and this may have been mitigated, and this is a longer conversation that we'd like to talk with you about, he said there would be a pole shift, a physical pole shift.
So you're talking about a physical pole shift, yeah. In
this is
words,
what he said.
You're kind of talking about a precession of the spin of the Earth that causes the actual continents to drift.
What he said was a pole shift. Now, there's complicated information here that we can... It's probably beyond the scope of this phone call, which we can talk about when we meet, but there's a possibility that that's been mitigated. In other words, won't happen, but even without that, we're in trouble enough. So it's kind of like we've got a lot on our plates right now.
Well, at the very least, even if they mitigate it, the main problem that's going to happen is major climatic changes and famine. The most thorough way to do that is a pandemic, even more thorough than a nuclear war, because within 2 weeks of a nuclear war, the radiation levels are low enough that troops and people can move around even without rad suits. So a pandemic is much more serious than that in terms of stopping services and so on, because once the dust is clear, if you've got limited destruction, you can find routes of transport, and most of the ground-level radiation is low enough people can walk around because most of the radioisotopes are dissipated.
Okay, well, we're getting also some information about this belt around the equator of...
This is John Moore's information, which you may be familiar with, because he says that he has talked to three independent submariners, and one of the words that he used was really quite compelling to me. He said that if you're in a submarine, knowing where the bottom of the ocean is and knowing where the surface of the ocean is mandatory. And
right.
He's referring to a classified U.S. Navy map showing drastically altered coastlines. Now, you may be familiar with this, and the question that we've always had about this is, well, where does this water come from? And John Moore says that actually, look, we need to understand the physics of this, because due to the spin of the Earth, you've got actually... Sea level at the equator is much further away from the center of the Earth than it is any other place because you've got centrifugal force. It's about 400 feet higher at the equator.
Right. Yeah.
And so all you need to do is to change the axis of rotation of the Earth in some way, and then all of that water readjusts itself. And when it readjusts itself, you're talking about huge impacts on coastlines.
Oh, yeah. In other words, what you're saying is you're changing the bulge of the Earth to a different,
exactly.
different band.
Yeah. That's right. And if the bulge of the Earth moves, if the liquid bulge of the Earth moves, then that impacts billions of people everywhere. And this is just one of the physical knock-on effects of some kind of alteration in the way that the Earth is spinning.
Well, one of the things that people need to know, and I'm going to have Robert Felix back on it, I've been investigating this for about 5-6 years, is that as we enter the this energetic part of the galaxy, there's a lot of cosmic rays and other things that act as micronuclei to trigger increased rainfall. And the thing that precipitates one of the most serious effects of our climate change is actually not global warming. It's increased rainfall caused by cosmic particles that act as micronuclei. And the rainfall increase is the thing that drives us into an ice age. And it's very probable that we're going to head in as we're going through this photon belt that it's going to trigger another ice age because we're in an interglacial period. And it doesn't take 10 years to happen. It can happen literally in 1 year.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
So it's very probable that what will be triggered as we pass through this, even if we only have a magnetic pole shift and we survive that, is it'll precipitate a glacial ice sheet and massive snowfall. The amounts of rain that have been occurring in Canada and across North Europe and the northern states is absolutely phenomenal. If that continues for this winter, they very well may have snow that in the northern latitudes may not be gone by next summer.
We heard that there were some ice sheets in the Rockies that were previously just seasonal and which are now becoming permanent.
Right. Now, what's happening, a lot of the global warming people try to say they're seeing the polar ice sheet melting in the Arctic, but that's because they're directly over the Gatkal Range, which is a 1,500-kilometer range of volcanic mountains, and the water's coming out at 700 degrees, so it's melting from below. And so what's going on in Antarctica, and 9 out of 10 glaciers are actually increasing in thickness. So what we're heading into, I believe, is an ice age. The melting of the Arctic is all caused by under oceanic currents caused by volcanism. There's an incredible increase in volcanism. 90% of active volcanoes on Earth are under the oceans.
That makes sense.
And these along the interoceanic band there that is 40,000 miles long, one of the most active areas is the Gakkal Range in the Arctic, and that's why the polar ice shelf is breaking off. We're having global cooling at the same time the volcanism is increasing.